أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين كفروا أعمالهم كسراب بقيعة يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا ووجد الله عنده فوفاه حسابه والله سريع الحساب. أو كظلمات في بحر اللجي يغشاه موج من فوقه موج من فوقه سحاب ظلمات بعضها فوق بعض إذا أخرج يده لم يكد يراها ومن لم يجعل الله له نورا فما له من نور. ألم تر أن الله يسبح له من في السماوات والأرض والطير صافات كل قد علم صلاته وتسبيحه والله عليم بما يفعلون. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض وإلى الله المصير. And the unbelievers, the actions are like a mirage in a plain. The thirsty mistakes it for water. Until he reaches it, he finds it to be nothing, and he finds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, and Allah ta'ala gives him his entire life's record. Accounting is given immediately, that is, he dies at that spot, and his account is ended immediately, and Allah ta'ala is swift in accounting. Oh, like the actions of a kafir are like the depths of darknesses in a deep sea, covered with waves upon waves and topped up with a dark dense cloud, layers of darkness one above the other. If he stretches out his hands, he can hardly see his hand, and for whom Allah Ta'ala gives no light, then there can be no light for him. Allah Ta'ala is the only reality. His light is the real light, absolute light. And the one that enjoys his light, he benefits from his light. He benefits from the true light, and therefore he must be right. There's a direction in his life. He's seeing correctly. His visibility is pure and clean. So his direction is right, and he's walking towards light. And then is the kafir who has cut himself off from this light completely. So when he's cut himself off completely, then he's wandering in darkness. But then there are two kinds of kafirs, two types of disbelievers. The one disbeliever is the one who's following some type of an imaginary light, like a mirage in a plane. The thirsty mistakes it for water. One who's dying with thirst, and he sees this mirage as he's traveling in the desert. Then he sees a broad sheet of water ahead of him. He walks in that direction, lured on and on with the sight of water, but as he reaches it, he finds it to be absolutely nothing. And then he dies in protracted agony. So this is the condition of a kafir who is worshipping something that is imaginary. It's an imaginary jannat that he's walking towards. So he's got some idol, he's doing some charitable works, he's doing some works of kindness, he's fair and just. So all this seems to be his jannat. To him, he's lured on and on to go on in that direction, but he doesn't realize that he's been cut off from the only true light. So he's walking and progressing in a direction that is total darkness. It is just imaginary. So when he comes to the end, then does he realize that it was just an imaginary thing that I was walking towards, and his life is ended at that point, and Allah Ta'ala is swift in recording and in reckoning. So this is the one type of the kafir. And the second type of the kafir is the one that doesn't even have an imaginary light. There is no fairness in him. There is no justice. He is not kind and courteous towards people. So there is no concept of God, no concept of righteousness in his mind whatsoever. Like most kafirs in this day, they don't have the concept of God or of the hereafter or of righteousness and evil. Everything works for them. So they are in depths of darknesses, layers and depths of darknesses, like a deep ocean, waves upon waves. And to top it all, a dense dark cloud. So waves upon waves. You can imagine the depth, you can imagine the level of darkness when it is covered with waves upon waves, that even the sea life that is there, they lose their sight on account of that extreme darkness. So it's extreme darkness with wave upon a wave, and then over it all is a dark, dense cloud. So there's no visibility whatsoever. You can't see a single thing. So is this type of a kafir who is in this type of darkness, the darkness of his beliefs, the darkness of his actions, the darkness of his words. So he's living in total, absolute darkness. He can't see righteousness at all. He cannot see goodness at all. So he's covered with layers upon layers of darkness. He can't even perceive what is right and wrong. He's so well covered in the darkness, layers of darkness, that he can't see wrong from right. Zulumatum ba'duha fawqa ba'd, layers of darkness, one above the other. But if he stretches his own hand, that he is closest to him, nearest to him, then he can hardly see his own hand. So whom Allah Ta'ala doesn't bestow with light, then there can't be any light for him. So this light, to be able to perceive and see rightly, to have a direction in light, in life, is from Allah Ta'ala alone. But if Allah Ta'ala takes away this light from an individual, ma'azallah, Allah Ta'ala protect, then there can be absolutely no direction. He is just embroiled in darkness, confusion, complication all the time. He can't see right from wrong. He can't see sin from virtue. He can't see truth from falsehood. He can't see God from godlessness. He cannot see anything. Things that are closest to him he cannot see. And then the believer thinks, what's wrong with this person? Truth is so evident and clear. Why doesn't he see it? The truth of the matter is, he's covered with layers and layers of darkness, so he can't see a single thing. Don't you see that for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all things in the heavens and the earth, as well as the birds with their wings outspread, they all recite his praises and his tasbih. Each one knows its mode of prayer and ibadat, and the way it must glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not need to know in which way they offer their ibadat, in which way they do their tasbih and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the truth is this, that everything that is in the heavens and the earth, even the words, even the birds in the air, they are in the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala fully well knows what they do. And to Allah ta'ala belongs the kingdoms of the heavens and the earth, and to Allah Ta'ala everything must return.